This is special intel that is happening now, as of December 27, 2020. Obama was eliminated back in September. Ground force operations started hot and heavy on Christmas Eve. They take no prisoners. Either support the restoration plan, or be released in pieces. Many high-profile Chinese people have been eliminated. Many high-profile Italian people have been eliminated. Vladimir Putin passed away a week or two ago, as well as many generals in charge in Russia. Bill Clinton passed away a week or two ago. Hillary Clinton passed away on Christmas morning. The banshee spirit that occupied Hillary's body did not want to leave the planet. It hung out, for a half day or longer. Biden is incapacitated, sort of like the movie Weekend at Bernie's. Now, all the military wants to work with Trump. Four White House attorneys were fired this weekend. Hillary promised empty bribes to the entire Electoral College, each elector getting between $2 to $10 million. Now, no one wants to wind up being delivered in pieces anywhere. Schiff, Schumer, Pelosi were picked up this week. Pelosi was withdrawing so bad that she couldn't even talk, let alone hold a conversation for interrogation. Schiff and Pelosi were given a shot of adrenaline, otherwise they wouldn't have lived. Pelosi is not well and it is unknown whether she will make it, let alone be released. There are files on Schiff of both rape and murder. Schiff was released with a new understanding on how he should act in the future. Huma Abedian, Hillary's girlfriend, was picked up also. Huma spilled the beans on all the false flags planned by the Black Sun and Northern assassins around the United States and around the world. Nadler and Schumer were questioned and tried to come to an agreement on how this week was to go. Anthony Podesta has been confirmed dead. John Podesta is still in custody at this moment. Upon hearing the death of Hillary, Cuomo and Newsom took off and are now on the run. If the ground crew finds them, it won't turn out so well for them. If the military finds them, things will be only slightly better. The 5,500-page stimulus bill from last week is being revised to cut out the pork and more. A smaller bill is being prepared to get money in the hands of all Americans right away. Dr. Deborah Birx also resigned right after her boss left the planet this last week. Four Saudi Arabian princes also passed away, one of which sits on the board of Citibank along with Clinton. It was reported that this prince took the COVID vaccine and suffered from a severe heart attack. Tony Blair was also reported to be dead as of this morning, December 27, 2020, UK time. Blair was also on the international board of JP Morgan Chase. Many on this international board of JP Morgan Chase have resigned or passed away lately. That is all for now, till next week.